Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at E Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Robert Berry, the founder of Robert Berry Gallery, a virtual art gallery with a focus on world-changing art based in New York City. Mr. Berry, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And of course, it's our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, with 15 years working in New York City's vibrant art world, you started your own virtual gallery this year. Why did you decide to start your own gallery? Let's start there today.
Absolutely. Well, great art can change your life for the better, and everyone should have art in their life that they love. As founder of Robert Berry Gallery, I have a passion for art that started when I was just a kid. I first saw Jackson Pollock's Autumn Rhythm at the Met, one of the all-over abstract works, and it changed everything for me. This work was huge, and it had these bold black and white drips of paint. It was that moment when I was inspired to pursue my career in the art. So I started my art gallery to exhibit and work with artists that I personally believed in. I want to tell their stories and have control of the artistic vision of my new gallery. I also want to provide better customer service, taking care of my clients, giving them personal attention, and finding the right works for their budgets and collections. So my colleague Peter Falk, the art historian, and I actually have a great anecdote about this. It's to sell a work of art, you need a good work and a great story. It's the story the collector relates to and the experience. I help people find the art that inspires them. Art can improve people's lives. Living with art is something that I've done for as long as I can remember, and art is inspiring. It should be something that speaks to you. Art is subjective, something one person likes and another might not. My vision for Robert Berry Gallery is to find the best artists in their respective mediums, and I want to find the right collector for every work that my artists create, whether it's abstraction, figurative, sculpture, painting, photography. And I want to have price points that are accessible from the first-time buyers all the way up to experienced collectors.
Well, I'd say that's pretty awesome, and I'm sure some of the listeners are jazzed up about right now. What makes Robert Berry Gallery unique in the marketplace, would you say? And talk about the differentiators, if you would.
Absolutely. Great question, Eric. All the artists are actually personally vetted by me, and I like to say that I'm an expert in the field of contemporary art. I'm looking for artists that inspire me, and I want to share those artists with everyone in the world. So, and also, I have a piece by every artist from my gallery actually hanging in my home that I get to live and enjoy every day. And there are hundreds of galleries in New York City, so what I've decided to do with my business is create a virtual gallery. What that means is I'll be running a gallery business with monthly exhibitions, connecting artists to collectors, but all of my exhibitions are done digitally. So the only limitation an artist has for their show is their actual own imagination. And for the business side, there's also a much lower overhead of a digital gallery. The artists are able to earn a little more and they're able to promote a little more effectively. And historically, galleries have made a generic art buying experience the objective, which means pretentious salespeople, new buyers not getting access to works, and generally not a very fun experience. I want to create a positive experience for my collectors. And in a digital gallery, artists can promote their visions thoroughly, more clearly, and without worrying about limitations such as shipping expenses, production costs, and logistics.
Also, if you would tell us more about your current show, Impressionable, by Chicago artist John Ruby. What do the paintings look like in person?
Another great question. So I've actually known John Ruby for over a decade, and he was the first artist I selected for an exhibition in my gallery here. He was one of combined digital and analog methods in the early days of digital media, and now combines digital layers of photography, 3D printing, and painting to create these breathtaking portraits. For Impressionable and these new works, John combined rock icons with his innovative technique, acrylic paint on canvas that's actually applied with a syringe, and it makes this neat thread or fabric-looking surface. He used rock icons such as Hendrix, Marley, David Bowie for inspiration for these pieces. He also listened to their music while creating the portraits. And the digitally created portraits added onto the textured canvas utilize one of the most cutting-edge 3D printers currently available. It takes countless hours to print onto the uneven surface of the threaded paint, but the result is astonishing. The closer you get up to them, the more obscured it is, and the further you get. And the further you get, the clearer it appears, just like in like. So from afar, they look very detailed, and you can clearly see who is in the painting, but when you get close to them, it looks like a painted string, and it becomes very abstracted. The further we get away from, the more we perceive them. And John says the conceptual side is that the more we try to understand who these late great icons were, the less we can actually understand them.
I personally find it most interesting and really pleased that you took the time to be with us here today. I'm sure the listeners have enjoyed the information you've shared so far today. We're joined by Mr. Robert Berry, the founder of Robert Berry Gallery, a virtual art gallery with a focus on world-changing art, based in New York City here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, a big question for you, are people actually buying art online?
Yes. people are increasingly comfortable buying things online, and art is no exception. It's a lot easier for someone to buy something online than in the past. Individuals don't want to deal with cold, unreceptive sales staff or going to all the art fairs that are daunting and time-consuming. People get overwhelmed by the size of the fairs, how many people, and all the dealers trying to high-pressure sell to you. So the most important thing in buying art is to actually look at it. What do you see? How does it make you feel? Being inspired by works that you're drawn to is what's important. You can do this right now on your smartphone, as art is increasingly migrating to an online platform. In the early days, people would discover art through popular culture or word of mouth, but would still have to physically go to a gallery to inquire about owning the art. Several companies started bringing art online in the late 90s, but none of them got it right. So fast forward to 2020, and customers are used to buying everything online. Designer clothes, antiques, jewelry, watches, and they're also getting much more comfortable with discovering new artists and acquiring artwork online.
Well, I think it's awesome that you can actually buy art online. How convenient is that? And it sounds awfully enjoyable as well. The experience, that is. Another question for you. How can people actually start collecting art for those that are interested in doing so?
That's a question I really like, Eric, so thank you for asking. So first, think about what you actually want in your home and what you would be happy living with. What style, size, and price point of works are you comfortable with? Are you willing to be challenged as a collector and try something out of your comfort zone? Once you have a general idea of what you're looking for, you're now ready to start collecting. So since people are also increasingly busy these days, they're turning to art online platforms to discover art more quickly and easily from wherever they are. And importantly, I tell all my clients and everyone interested in art, buy what you love and you'll never go wrong. The most important thing with collecting art is using your eyes and not your ears. Whoever takes a painting home I sold them, I want them to love it forever. Something that they want to live with, and more importantly, can't live without. All too often, people ask me, what's a good artist to invest in? You know, some people say Warhol, Hearst, you know, Impressionism. But for me, art is about the personal relationship you have to it. If someone says, buy this artist, you should only buy it if you love it, not because it's an investment. If you want to make money, look into traditional investing or even the new fractional art ownership, which I spoke to Lifehacker about a couple months ago. Everyone wants to buy the next $100 million painting for a few $1,000s, but focus on buying what you love. Having that incredible art collection, you know, beautiful art that you love, that you can pass down to your kids, will make you happy every day. Art can also provide a great experience for all those who share at home. So when you have dinner parties, events, your family comes over, you get to share it with all of them. And then the most important thing with collecting contemporary artists is getting to know them is a very enjoyable part of the experience. The benefit is that you get to meet them, learn about their inspiration and process, visit their studios, and even become very friendly with them. Once you discover an emerging artist that you respond to and see the right painting, you'll know it's the right one because you've been following their career, their work, you know them, and this process should be exciting. You know, all the artists at my gallery, Robert Berry Gallery, can create any environment they want for their exhibitions, and this makes for a richer, more interesting experience for the collector. Instead of just looking at the artwork for sale, collectors can see the vision of my artist they're getting, and they're getting a lot more. They can see the entire package.
Again, I think this is really awesome what you have in place through the Robert Berry Gallery, a virtual art gallery that is, I mean, that is just awesome. And for those art lovers, I'm sure they're really appreciative as well. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else we should be aware of in regards to Robert Berry Gallery?
Well, just want to say it was an absolute pleasure, Eric, and thank you for having me on your show. You can visit me, Robert Berry Gallery, online and see John Ruby's show. Find all the artworks that could be right for your collection. And for any of those listeners who are interested in collecting contemporary art, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you.
And that certainly sounds like a plan right there. I'm sure the listeners are anxious to give it a look. Again, Mr. Berry, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Berry, founder of Robert Berry Gallery, a virtual art gallery with a focus on world-changing art based in New York City. And for all the details, visit robertberrygallery.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.